In today's video, I'm bringing you 10 years of local SEO knowledge packed into just one checklist. This checklist is the exact same one we use to rank our clients number one on Google and get them hundreds of leads on autopilot. Now let me quickly show you some stats from our client's website to back that up. We're doing local SEO for this client, and in just the last 3 months, they've got 14,500 clicks and 1.7 million impressions on their website. That's a huge amount of traffic. And when we take a look at their map pack, they've generated 176 phone calls in just 3 months. I'll be sharing this SEO checklist with you, and as you go through each item, you can start checking them off. Also, every step listed in this checklist has a YouTube guide or tutorial video next to it in the resource column. So you can simply open it up and watch the video to follow the instructions. Now, if this seems a bit overwhelming, don't worry. I'm going to break it down in such a way that it will be very easy to understand. And by the end of the video, you're going to be an SEO wizard. If you're new to the channel, hi, I'm Kurt from OneBase Media, and I'm here to help you get more local customers for your service business. So if you don't want to miss any videos, join our community, hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. So let's get right into it. The first step is to claim your Google Business Profile. Whenever someone Googles your service in your area, for instance, Roofing London, you want your business to show up here in the map pack. And for that, you need to claim your Google Business Profile if you haven't already created one. All you need to do is go to google.com/business, and from here, you can click on Manage Now. And then you can start the process of creating a Google Business Profile. The reason you want to be present in the map pack, because getting listed in the top three will get you more calls, website visits, and messages. Next is to optimize your Google Business listing. Once you've claimed your Google Business Profile, you'll have to optimize it so your business starts ranking whenever someone searches for your services. For the full breakdown and an in-depth step-by-step guide, just watch the YouTube video provided in the Google Sheet. After you've done that, you need to add the correct business name. It's tempting to just spam keywords in a business name, but that's pointless because Google will see you're doing this and will automatically revert it to your business name anyway. Instead, make sure your business name is listed the same here as it is on every other site like Yelp and other directories, because consistency will help you rank higher. The next step, and I can't stress this enough, is to add the correct categories. This is the most important and the highest contributing factor in helping your business rank on the map pack. To find out the correct category, we use a tool called GMB Everywhere. Once you've downloaded the GMB Everywhere extension, type in the service you provide in the search bar. For this video, I'm going to put in Plumbing London. Now you can see all the plumbing businesses and the categories they're using. Categories with the star beside them are the primary category, and beside them are the additional or secondary categories. Use this tool to see which categories your competitors are using, and then use the same ones so you can start ranking too. A word of caution, don't just add categories for the sake of it. Only use the ones that apply to your business. Next, you want to add your company description. If you click through to a business on the map listing, you'll find the company description in the overview section. Make sure to fill the description correctly and also add in a couple of keywords in the description, like I've done over here. Again, don't spam keywords, strategically place them. Now, some businesses forget to put their opening date, but don't let that be you. Put the opening date in your Google Business Profile so Google knows how long you've been operating. Next, check that the same contact number is listed across all directories and listings. To check if your contact details are consistent across all business directories, go to Moz Listing Checker. Enter all your details and the site will tell you whether your contact information is consistent across all your listings. Also, check if your website address is input correctly. Ours has HTTPS in front of the website address, and so should yours. Next is the business location. Check to see that the address that you put in your Google Profile is the same across all the local directories you're listed on. Again, you can use Moz to tell if your business address is the same across all the listings. After that, it's service locations. Make sure that you include the correct service location. For instance, if you offer services throughout London, list all the boroughs. Don't just settle for London. To find out the most populated boroughs in London, simply ask ChatGPT to list you all the most populated boroughs in London. And then you can add each borough one by one to your Google Profile. Now you want to check that your opening hours are the same across all the listings. After that, you need to fill in the More section in your business profile. Now most businesses will just skip this part. So click on Edit Business Information and you'll find the section down at the bottom. Now just fill in all the information. This will give you an edge over your competition because most of them will just ignore this part and move on. After that's done, you want to set a goal to try and get at least 50 reviews on your Google business profile. Getting reviews on your Google profile is really important because according to a recent survey, 89% of users read online reviews before buying a product and 93% have made buying decisions based on an online review alone. A simple way to achieve this is to go to your Google business profile, click on the Ask for Review tab and copy the link provided. Then return to the sheet, click on the link in the resource row and it will take you to this document. Now, all you need to do is put in your review link, customer name, your company's name and send it out to your customers asking for reviews. And whilst we're on the subject of reviews, it's important to always respond to them. If you go to the review section of the top listed businesses in the map pack, you'll see one thing they all have in common. The businesses will always respond to the reviews. The way you respond also matters. You want to put in the keywords you want to rank for in your reviews. So for example, if you specialize in loft conversions, your response should include the keyword loft conversion. This is a good way to increase the keyword count in the reviews without it seeming spammy. Now you want to at least add 50 images in your Google business profile. If we search for plumbers in London and click on the top business listing in the map pack, you can see that they have added a whole load of images. Ideally, you want to add more images than your top competitors in the map pack. But if that's too much, you want to have at least 50 images of your business in your Google profile. This is how you can outrank your competitors on the map pack. Now we're going to add products to our Google listings. For products, you want to add your services because for a service-based business, your products are your services. For example, for our client here, we've added their services, which are house extensions, garden rooms, home renovations, and loft conversions as their products. When we click on the house extensions, there's some information about their service. And when we click on learn more, it takes us to the house extension service page on their website. To add services as a product, Google your company name and click on the edit product tab, and you can add products from here. Next, you want to add additional services. Once you've added your products and categories, you can click on the Edit Services tab and Google will suggest additional services. You can then add them to your Google profile as well. Now it's the Q&A section. For this, you want to send the link out to your friends, family, customers, and ask them to leave a question about your business or services that they have. Then you can respond to that question from this tab over here. After that, it's the GMB posting schedule. If we go over to our business profile, you can see we're posting regularly. Posting daily has led to a huge number of inquiries and calls coming in for us. This can be quite time consuming, so to save time, you can schedule the post through Sendable or Canva. These sites allow you to schedule the post 1 or 2 months in advance. And with that, we're done with the Google Business Profile Optimization part of the checklist, and we'll move on to the on-page SEO section. For on-page SEO, we also have another fully in-depth step-by-step guide, so check that out as well. The link is in the resource row in the sheet. The first step for on-page SEO is to do an audit of your website to see where you currently stand. For this, you can use a website called Screaming Frog to download all the pages of your website. Once all the pages are downloaded, you can put them in a Google Sheet and assign the page types. Page types will be one of two categories, main navigation page and site info. Your homepage and service pages will be main navigation page and your contact page will be site info. After you've downloaded and assigned page types to all the pages on your website, the next step is to list the corrective actions needed to rank each page higher on Google. The corrective action may involve optimizing content if your pages lack sufficient content, or it could be a technical issue that needs to be seen to by a developer. For a detailed step-by-step guide, check out the YouTube video linked in the Google Sheet. Next is competition research. For this, you want to take an in-depth look at the top competitors in your area. And for that, we'll use a tool called SEMrush. First, put the website link of your top competitor into SEMrush, and this tool will display all the keywords they're ranking for. Go through their top ranking keywords and aim to target them as well to increase your website traffic. Next, examine their top ranking pages to identify which ones are performing well. Then perform the same analysis for your own website. You want to download all this data of top ranking keywords and pages and organize it into an Excel sheet. Review all the keywords and pages to identify areas where your website is lacking compared to your competitors and work on improving them. Next, you want to check the speed of your website. For this one, just click on the link that's provided in the resource section, then just copy and paste your website link over here. This website will analyze your website speed and let you know the issues with your website so you can see what needs to be fixed. Websites that rank on the first page of Google search results have an average page speed of 1.65 seconds. So you want your website speed to be quick if you want to play in the big leagues. Now we're going to alt tag the images. Every image on your website needs to have an alt tag. These tags help Google understand the content of the images by providing a text description. For instance, if you search for Garden Room Essex on Google and click on images, you'll see images from the websites we've built. That's because of the alt tag. When we take a closer look at the image, you can see the alt tag in the code describing the image. For the next three steps on our checklist, which are keyword research, building a local service page strategy, and optimizing existing pages using Surfer SEO, we've created detailed step-by-step guides in the videos linked in the resource row. These videos provide complete instructions, so you can check them out for all the insights you'll need. So once that's done, you'll want to build at least 20 blog posts and 5 linkable assets. According to a study by Demand Metric, companies with blogs produce an average of 67% more monthly leads than companies that don't blog. So you don't want to sleep on blogging at all. A good way to find blog post ideas is to go to SEMrush and type in your service in the search bar. For this video, we'll put in loft conversions. SEMrush will now show you all the questions that people are asking Google about loft conversions. If you click on view all, there are even more questions that people are searching for. So just go through all these questions and start building blog posts that give the answers these people are seeking. Try and build out at least 20 blogs. Out of those 20 blogs, aim to create 5 value-packed ones that other websites will want to link back to. This will boost our backlink count and give our website a better chance of ranking higher. For instance, if we Google loft conversions, you'll see this blog post, Loft Conversion, the Ultimate Guide, appear. It's a thorough piece of content about loft conversions that covers everything in detail. And because it's such a great resource, other websites are linking back to it. By using tools like Ahrefs Backlink Checker, we can see this blog post has got backlinks from 28 other websites. So it's essential to create similar quality content that attracts backlinks from other sites. You can also create localized blogs and resources. For instance, if you run a plumbing company, you could write blogs like, how much do plumbers charge per hour in London? Or the cost of hiring a plumber in London. Use the questions suggested by SEMrush to write blog posts tailored to your local audience. Our next step is to add internal links. Go to SEMrush and enter your website address. Then head to the index pages section to review your internal link building structure and see if it's organized correctly. Another method to check the internal links is by using Surfer SEO. You enter your website link and your service keyword, and Surfer SEO will audit the page, displaying all internal links and providing suggestions for additional internal linking opportunities within your website. It's a handy tool that helps you optimize your internal linking strategy to get more traffic and leads. The goal here is to add internal links to the most powerful pages. So head over to SEMrush and enter your website link. Go to the page section where SEMrush will display the top pages attracting the most traffic from organic searches. Next, run a Surfer SEO internal linking audit for at least the top 20 pages identified by SEMrush. Once the audit is complete, Surfer SEO will provide suggestions on which pages you can internally link. This is a great way to add internal links to your most powerful pages. And with that ticked off, we're going to move on to off-page SEO. The first step is to clean up local citation. Getting listed on local directories is a very important part of SEO. So for that, we've provided this Google sheet with all the main local business directories. You can go through these one by one and start getting listed on all of them. Use this list to manage and keep track of listings. If you don't want to do it manually, you can also use SEMrush to get listed on local directories. It will automatically apply for you and get you listed. Next, you want to get listed on at least 10 niche specific directories. So let's say you're a plumber. Go to Google and type in plumbing directory, and Google will show you directories related to plumbing. We can submit to these directories over here and get listed on them. Similarly, you want to get posted on 10 local blogger websites. To find local blogger websites, go over to Google and search for London Write For Me, and Google will show you all the London specific directories which are looking for blog posts. So what you want to do is write a value-packed blog post, then send this message, which has been provided in the sheet, to their email address and ask them to publish your blogs to their websites. Some local websites will charge you for the guest posts. Others might not if your blog is really good and adds real value to their website. For local websites, we recommend putting out at least one guest post every month. You can try and get the guest post yourself, but if this is too time consuming, you can use websites like Authority Builder and they'll get the post for you. Now you'll want to get reviews on 5 other platforms. So you need to get reviews on all these platforms that we've compiled over here. The reason being that whenever someone Googles your company name, your company should show up with 5-star reviews on all of the review sites. So for instance, if we Google the Italian plumbers, we can see their company review plastered all over Google. They've got reviews on Checkatrade, Facebook, and Trustpilot. Seeing so many reviews from trusted platforms inspires confidence from a customer whenever they Google your company name. We've put together this list of review sites that show your reviews in the title of their websites on the front page of Google. Next, you want to build your social media profile. We've compiled a list of all the best social media platforms for local business. Now, you don't have to create profiles on all of these platforms, but aim to get listed on at least two and link them back to your website. This will signal to Google that you're active and it will help in ranking your website better. After you've created your social media profiles, you want to post at least once a week on them. The worst thing you can do is create a profile and not post. It's going to look like your business is either not doing much work or just not trading anymore. People want to see your work and your team. If you're out of ideas, just look at what your competitors are doing and you can use similar ideas as them. Now we will cover the technical SEO aspect of this checklist. The first step for technical SEO is to run a site audit on SEMrush. So go to SEMrush and in the site audit section, put in your domain. Then it will tell you all the technical errors and warnings on the website. When we click on errors, it will show us all the issues that the website has. And similarly, when we click on the warnings, it will list all the problems. Some of these issues are technical, so get a developer to resolve them. Next, you want to check the website speed. Now, I showed you how to do that earlier, so run the video back if you forgot, then check the website speed and resolve any problems. Now, you want to add a local schema to your website. So let's take this website for example. If we go to their page source, we can see that this website has a local schema. Local schema is a code that gives Google information about our business, such as contact number, address, and other information. It helps Google understand the data on your website and that will rank you higher locally. To generate local schema, you can go to ChatGPT and put in the prompt, write me local schema for roofing company in London. And it's going to generate you a code that you can copy and paste on your website. Your next step is to add a sitemap to your website. A sitemap is a structured list of all the pages on a website. It's a guide for Google and it helps it navigate through the site more efficiently. So go to the sitemap generator website that we've linked in the sheet, put in your website, and then you can download the sitemap and upload it to your website. The next step is to check if your website passes Google Core Web Vitals. In Google Search Console, click on Core Web Vitals and it will tell you if your website is technically sound and passes the Google check. If it doesn't, give it to a developer to resolve the technical issue. After that, you want to add Google Analytics and Google Search Console to your website. Google Analytics will help you monitor all the traffic on your website, and Google Search Console will crawl your website to find technical problems. Now, let's move on to the final part of this checklist, which is the visual changes that need to be made on your website. These changes are important because you want your website to be visually attractive and appealing to your customers. It will help you with keeping people on the website and will increase your conversion rates to get more customers. The first change is sticky navigation. So if we go to our client's website that we've built, we can see that the navigation bar is sticking to the top all the time. Even as we scroll down, the navigation bar can be seen. This makes sure the pages and contact details are always visible to the user. Next, you want to have reviews on your homepage as it builds trust and confidence in your business. Then you want to have relevant images on all your service pages. So let's say you're a roofer with a flat roofing service page. It may seem obvious, but that page should have images of flat roofs with the relevant alt tag. You also want to have a clear call to action or CTA. You need to have the contact number and inquiry form all prominently displayed so the customer knows what action to take in order to contact you. Next, you want to add an FAQ section. You can have an FAQ section on your website like this one so visitors can go through and get answers to their questions. If you want to find questions for your FAQ section, just Google your service and Google will give you the most frequently asked questions. Then you can have the same questions along with their answers on your website. Next, you want your contact number to be prominently displayed both on desktop and mobile devices. Moving on, as a service-based business, then it's really important to have a gallery section where you can display images of your team and of your completed work, so make sure you try and have this on your site too. The last step is to check if your website is mobile responsive. For this, you can use this tool, Browser Stack, to analyze how your website appears and functions across various devices. It's crucial that your website maintains its quality and performance on mobile devices, as research shows that 40% of users will switch to a competitor if they have a poor mobile experience on your site. And that is the local SEO checklist. Follow all of these steps and you'll get amazing results for your website. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe and also leave a comment in the comment section because we read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.